Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we observe a mother's state of mind as portrayed in Sangam literary work Natrinai 143, written by Kannagaran Kotranar. The verse is set in the Pali landscape or drylands and speaks in the lamenting voice of a mother after her daughter elopes with the man. Aide Kamam. யானே ஒய்யென தருமணல் நெமறிய திருநகர் முற்றத்து ஊரே ஆயமும் நொச்சியும் காந்தொரும் நீர்வார் கண்ணேன் கழுலும் எண்ணினும் கிள்ளையும் கிளை என கூவும் இளையோல் வலு இழல் அம்மதானே குழியி அம்பல் மூதூர் அலர்வாய் பெண்டிர் இன்னா இன்புரை கேட்ட சில் நாள் அறியேன் போல உயிரேன் நரிய நாரும் நின் கதுப்பு என்றேனே. Opening with Aide Kamam, meaning astonishing is love, the poem dwells on the curious nature of this thing called love. The word Tarumanal indicates fresh new sand, and Tirunagar Mutrattu clarifies that it's positioned in the courtyard of an excellent mansion. There's mention of Orai, the game played by young girls, and Nochi or chaste shrub grown in Sangam households. Killai talks about a parrot, and Killai elaborates not a branch as in contemporary language, but the bond between kith and kin. Ambal Mudur brings forth an uproarious old town, and Alarvai Pendir paints a portrait of the gossiping ladies in that town. The verse finishes with a dialogue spoken, Nariyanarum nin kadupu, meaning there's a distinct fragrance in your hair. Let's understand the significance of these seemingly simple words. The lady's mother discovers that her daughter has eloped with a man, leaving her house and playmates. Shocked by this happening, she says, "Love is surprising indeed. Whenever I glance at the fresh new sand spread in the courtyard of our fine mansion, when I glimpse at her friends playing the game of Orai, and when I see the Nochi shrub blooming therein, instantly my eyes fill with tears. Even more than me wallows that parrot she reared, which calls out mother affectionately. And yet my young girl is blameless for sure." The gossiping women of this slanderous ancient town got together and spoke those bittersweet words of blame. Hearing those words, for a few days I acted as if I knew nothing and let out not even a breath about it. All I said one day was, "Your hair has a different fragrance." Alas, those words of mine. With these words, the lady's mother wishes that she had not uttered those words which made her daughter leave their home. How can talk of the fragrance in a girl's hair push her to leave her family? An exploration of social customs and relationship dynamics will reveal the reasons why. The lady's mother begins by giving voice to her feelings of missing her dear daughter. She mentions the fine sand in front of their mansion, the lady's playmates engaged in a game of Orai, and the Nochi shrub the lady cared for in their house. When someone close to us leaves elsewhere, it's natural that the places they tread on, the people and objects we associate with them, evoke a feeling of sadness. As described by that apt Tamil equivalent coined in a film song for the phrase "missing you," "un inmayai unarhiren," which translates to "I feel your absence." The mother is overcome by the absence of her daughter all around her, and her eyes brim with tears. Even in her pain, she sees that the parrot reared by the lady is in much more agony, crying out "mother, mother" as it searches for the lady. After giving expression to inner feelings, the mother concludes that her daughter's actions are blameless. For what else could she do given the circumstances? The ladies of that ancient town had got together to spread gossip about the lady's relationship with the man. Although news of this had reached the mother's ears, she pretended as if she was not aware of anything. She describes how she did not even let out a breath about it. This age-old expression reminds me of the contemporary Tamil phrase "moochu kooda vidala," talking about the utter secrecy maintained about an incident. Words may change, but the meaning seems to have survived over the centuries. The mother concludes by saying that all she mentioned was that the lady's hair had a different fragrance and this is why the lady left her home. What has the hair's fragrance got to do with the lady leaving? Turns out, during their courtship, the man had brought a different flower from his country and had given the lady. That flower was not to be found commonly in the vicinity of the lady's house. Wearing that flower in her hair made the lady's hair have a different scent. Merely hearing her mother mention this made the lady think that the mother had come to know of her relationship with the man, and fearing confinement, she decided to leave her home with the man. The lady's mother, with these words, expresses her feelings of pain, but at the same time decides that her daughter did the right thing given the situation. A song of making peace with the painful past. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Until next time, Nandri, Vanakkam.